I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The war in Syria has left the country's healthcare system crumbling. There are shortages of facilities, doctors, and medications. And now, the World Health Organization has confirmed 10 cases of polio in the country. It's the first outbreak there in 14 years, and it's raised alarms. And now the World Health Organization has set up an outbreak response, planning to immunize all children. Oliver Rosenbauer is a spokesman for the organization. He's in Geneva. Now, I gather this outbreak happened in the Syrian city of Deir al-Zour. How was it discovered?
Basically, there is as part of disease surveillance that has been set up over the past 2 years to using various sentinel sites and health centers around the country to look for diseases, in particular communicable diseases. So we received reports about 10 days ago of a cluster of 22 cases, which looked suspiciously as though they were polio. And so we've now received laboratory confirmation that indeed 10 of those cases are due to polio.
Right. So 10 cases. I don't know if that is a big outbreak. I mean, how serious would you assess this?
It's certainly very alarming and concerning. Polio is a devastating and very dangerous disease. And the problem is that it can spread very silently for a long time before it's detected. So we can't assume that it's only going to affect that particular area. So the outbreak response that's now being planned is much, much broader than just that particular region that's where the cases are confirmed.
Right. And what is that outbreak response?
Basically, because there is no cure for polio, the only thing that you can do is you can make sure that your children are vaccinated. Children under the age of 5 years are those who are most at risk. So that's what you have to do. You have to vaccinate as many of them as you can in order to stop this virus from spreading further and to stop more cases from occurring.
And remind us, Oliver, what happens when you get polio? And it's contagious, right?
It's a contagious disease caused by a virus, and it's a very devastating and painful disease. The primary symptom is basically paralysis, usually in the legs or arms. The paralysis is for life. Contrary to popular belief, there is no cure for polio, so that's why immunization is so important.
So, with the war raging on, what are the hopes of getting this outbreak under control?
Very, very challenging, of course, to operate and run immunization campaigns in such settings. But we've seen from other areas with similar challenges that it can be done. This year, we're also having an outbreak in the Horn of Africa centered around Somalia. And the situation is not completely the same, of course, but they have similar challenges there. And they're running a very comprehensive outbreak response. I think we're seeing that cases are starting to decline very, very rapidly.
You and the WHO are certainly in the spotlight today. Did you ever imagine that in 2013 you'd be doing interviews about polio?
I think one thing that this very clearly shows is the need to eradicate this disease once and for all. There's three countries in the world that are still endemic, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. And if you like, that's where the fire is. It's from there that you will always have spread of the virus into polio-free areas. It really underscores the importance of finishing eradication in those remaining endemic areas. Otherwise, you're always going to run the risk that polio comes back to polio-free areas anywhere.
Oliver Rosenbauer with the World Health Organization in Geneva. Thank you.
Thank you very much.